Max Johnson asks, what is your position on offshore exploration for fossil fuels in Alaska? Representative Christ Tompkins.
It's very circumstantial. Oil is a lot easier to clean up on land than in water, that's for certain. And there's been some offshore exploration just off the North Slope that has been done for a while now and has been done responsibly and been done very well. Small artificial islands, I think the Liberty Prospect just off the North Slope is one of them. That makes sense to me. It's been proven, it's been demonstrated as responsible development. When you start to go farther offshore, I think the number of questions compounds rapidly. There's certainly potential, but of course the risks also heighten. The Deepwater Horizon incident in the Gulf of Mexico was, to me at least, sobering. I remember the sort of day-by-day progression of they were trying to put trash to plug the hole at one point, and you know, it was sort of a comedy of errors with colossal implications, catastrophic implications in the Gulf of Mexico, to the economy and to the environment. And the thought of an incident like that happening, but in Arctic conditions with sea ice is a little bit mind-boggling. So there's no active proposals for that kind of development right now since Shell withdrew from its Chukchi prospects after they basically drilled some dry holes, some dry exploration holes. There just wasn't the hydrocarbons there for them to extract. So it's not a clear and present question right now, but were it ever to come back, I think there would have to be a lot of diligence, although I'm hesitant to say make any absolute statements. I think it's very circumstantial, and you need to look at the details of the proposal and then weigh pros and cons and go from there.
Dr. Wayne?
Well, the answer that I have is I certainly would support offshore drilling. Technology has advanced in the petroleum industry amazingly, in that they can drill down 30,000 feet, they can do lateral drills, the ability to explore and find oil deposits is just incredible. And believe it or not, I can't give you the number, but there are an enormous number of offshore drilling rigs within the United States. And Norway, I think, is the classic example of offshore drilling, which makes them the Shangri-La of a country because they obtain those revenues. I think there are disasters that have occurred, but I think that does not mean that we should inhibit a well-thought-out project from proceeding. And I certainly would encourage the companies to continue to explore and do these things. You have to understand something that Bloomberg Financial just a short time ago said the total drilling in a day is 100 million barrels. And this is a number that has been increasing. Clearly there is demand, and this demand in our current world of 8 billion people is not going to go away. So if Alaska can do it well and do it safely, then I certainly would have no objection.